Ultimately, the algorithm on any social platform is a game. And once you understand how to play it, you can leverage it and you can win.
Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project.
Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
I'm officially back from my trip. I was in Santa Fe, technically Los Alamos, New Mexico, for about a week visiting my best friend who just had a baby. The baby turned 6 weeks while I was there. And I had so much fun just completely disconnecting and being there for my friend and getting all the baby snuggles. And we made Orson, his name, we made him his Halloween costume while I was there, his very first Halloween costume. It was quite the privilege to put it together. Apparently, his older brother, who's only two, calls his baby brother Cabbage. Whenever you ask him his name, he just says Cabbage. Adorable. But that obviously meant that the infant needed to be a cabbage for Halloween. And so we made it happen. And he is adorable. He looks like a little Cabbage Patch baby. And he won Best Vegetable at the local trunk or treat. So I feel pretty accomplished about that. But in today's episode, I'm just excited for you guys to dive in and talk more about Instagram. In my last episode, I had fully planned on this being the end of the last episode, but then I talked for almost an hour and a half. And I was like, I think we need to split this into two parts. So this is part two of the conversation I started in episode 792. So if you haven't listened to that, I would definitely go back and have a listen, especially if you want more insight into how to really get your mind right about getting visible. It's something I've personally been working on, especially since I've been out of the marketing game for as long as I have. And I started my Instagram in kind of the heyday of Instagram, when everything was curated, flat lays were taking off, and posting three times a day was normal, before stories or reels even existed. And I knew how to play the Instagram game. And I had told myself for a long time that Instagram was dead. But I have absolutely seen things change dramatically for me. One, when I got my mind right. And two, when I really started to figure out what Instagram wants you to be delivering and to ultimately get the result you want. And the thing that I think people aren't discussing is the fact that Instagram is both a visibility platform and a nurture platform. And you have to use the tools in different ways in order to get those results. And we're going to dive into that right now in today's episode. But before you do that, be sure you're following me over on Instagram so you can see all of the experiments that I'm doing and how I was able to wake up my account. Go to Boss Project on Instagram. Make sure you're following the company there. My personal profile is linked in the bio at Abigail Says. Say hello and then dive into today's episode. I have my eyes on Instagram and I have been in an effort for the last 90, I don't know, we might be going on 120 days now. July, August, September, October. Yes, 4 months, almost 4 months, not quite. We're shy of 4 months, okay? For the past 4 months, I have been trying to re-figure out Instagram because I have not been in the game. I have not been in the game. I've not been in charge of marketing. I have not been in that area of the business. And if I want to serve you, then I have to know what's working today. I have to know what's getting traction today. And so I want to share a little bit more about what I have unlocked and started to understand about Instagram. If you do want to focus more on aligning for search as an opportunity for visibility, then definitely go watch the training I recently did at bossproject.com/organic, because that gets into some meaty stuff that I think is really going to hit home for you. But if we're just digging into Instagram specifically, here's what I've discovered. Because I have been really wanting to understand how to play the game. Because ultimately, the algorithm on any social platform is a game. And once you understand how to play it, you can leverage it and you can win. And in this case, you can win visibility. You can win organic reach. I think there for a while, I thought Instagram was dead. I'm not going to lie. I really thought it was on the outs. I thought it wasn't going to survive. I thought it was potentially going to go away. But I do think that Instagram has seen some of the areas in which they have let small business down, and they are changing course in a way that is allowing people to get the organic traction that they used to get on this platform. It's just not at all the same that it used to be. Now, when I say take it from me, I really mean it, because I used to play this game and play this game well. You know, circa 2015, I was growing my following by thousands of followers a month. I was playing the game, which was like a very curated feed. I had an aesthetic, like it all worked and it all played into what Instagram wanted to see more of. And then I went into a season where I was focused on using pay to play, which is great. And I think totally an option. And then there was a season that I was completely out of the game altogether. And I am back. And I am so excited to share what I have learned. So here's the thing. I need you to pretend like there are five entirely different things happening on this platform. Five ways, right? There are posts, which are static things that happen on your feed. Stories, which obviously disappear in a day. Reels, which are short form video. Messaging, which is literally DMs, and then shop, which is selling products directly on the platform. All five are completely different. They're built by different teams within the company, and they're rewarding different behavior. They also reach different people. Now, what goes unchanged about Instagram in the entirety of the app ever existing is ultimately they want to keep you on the app. They want you to stay on the app, and they will reward behavior that keeps your audience engaged and staying on the app. Posts are going to be primarily exposed to your followers. You will get a percentage of views from non-followers on posts, but if you're to compare ratios, posts will always get higher follower reach than they will non-follower reach unless a post goes viral. And the only way a post will go viral is if you beat kind of their standard of engagements in the post itself. If that engagement ratio is high, as in the percentage of people who are seeing the post are staying engaged, they're commenting, liking, saving, or sharing the post, that will boost its visibility. So any post that you put out on Instagram, if the goal is visibility, you need to be focused on likes, comments, shares, and saves. In my opinion, they are rewarding comments the most heavily right now. I have definitely seen them play around with this. I have seen it be saves in the past, but at least as of Q4 2023, I see them prioritizing comments more than any other areas of engagement. Although you want all of them to happen. You don't want to only have comments and nobody liking your post. That's still going to decrease the overall amount of people that it's exposed to. Stories is almost always going to be exposed to exclusively your followers unless something of yours gets shared. So if you are featured on another person's stories or someone shares your posts, then you may get views from non-followers, but that really requires that other people be sharing what it is that you're doing, which you definitely want to increase that engagement, but you can't necessarily create stories to have them be shared. You have to create posts to have them be shared, or you have to engage with other accounts to have them share you, whether they do a story about you and post it to their page, or they're sharing their content to their page. Either way, the only way to drive to stories is have someone sharing. And so you can boost the views on your followers though. So if you want to increase the amount of your followers that are seeing your content, then you have to drive engagement of your stories. So how do you drive engagement? You have to keep them on the app. And you have to use the features of stories. So using stickers, using polls, using quizzes, using the graphics features, any new feature that they release to stories, definitely be playing with new features, because when they start adding them, they will reward the people using the new thing the most. Always. Over the last few years, Instagram has been rewarding messaging. And so if you can get your stories to drive engagement in Messenger, all the better. They want your community talking to you. And so you don't want them to just like your post and heart it. They really want you to be creating content and stories that is going to engage people in conversation. So that definitely should change the kinds of things that you're posting to stories. Messaging is kind of its own beast of sorts, where there's a lot of things happening. They want to see your followers from stories sending you messages. They would also love to see your followers driving to messages from your posts, which I think is a little bit weird of a like play, but there is ways. But they are testing new areas of Messenger. Now, I haven't necessarily played with all of the new ways that you can utilize it, but one of the tools that they are putting more emphasis on is broadcast channels. Now, I do think this has the potential to annoy some of your followers, depending on the frequency in which you utilize the thing. But if you want to nurture your superstars, then this is definitely going to be a really great opportunity. And the reason I say that is messages in Instagram have a nearly 100% open rate, which is wild. Okay? Email is like nowhere near that. You see huge lists with, you know, they're lucky to get 15 to 20%. I would say the majority of my list is 30 to 50%, depending on the email and how many people I'm sending it to. You may have a much higher open rate if your list is smaller. You may see an 80 or 90% open rate. But even still, you losing 20%, 30%, 50% of the people really makes the engagement so much lower in what it is that you're ultimately doing. And messages in Instagram have much more reliability in being opened. And in my opinion, it is going to be the next wave following SMS. Because what has happened, if we look historically over a longer period of time in marketing, email was the star. And then people were getting so many emails that they weren't opening a ton of their emails. And you started to see more and more people just have hundreds or thousands of unread emails in their inboxes. Well, they're like, okay, well, we need another way to reach people. So then they started on this SMS, which is great. But the problem is you're now on how many people's SMS lists? And I don't know about you, but unless you're in my pinned posts, I'm like rarely opening SMS from businesses on my phone. And when I say SMS, I mean text messaging. I'm rarely opening texts from businesses. If I am, it's usually I open it to just mark it as read, or I'm occasionally looking for a discount code if I'm already planning to shop at that retailer. But more often than not, I'm not really paying attention to it. That being said, I do think text messaging specifically for engaging and reminding people about a timed event or a timed discovery call or even sales call can be a really great opportunity because they'll see the notification. So it's great for like top of mind awareness, but it isn't, in my opinion, I think it's getting to the point of saturation that we are going to see more and more people not paying attention to text the way they were a number of years ago. And what do I think is going to be the next wave? Instagram messages. Right now, Facebook Messenger has been integrated with Instagram Messenger. So you can create a unified way to look at those messages if you want to, but because of that, businesses have different opportunities to leverage the fact that messages play into each other. I honestly think messaging could get an entirely other episode because it's just so beefy. But I will say, as an aside, they are testing new things all the time. The current thing they're testing is broadcast channels. I mentioned I do think there's a potential for that to annoy your audience. As of right now, that is being pushed primarily to followers. So it's not necessarily visibility. It is nurture. So if we're like backing this up, messaging is nurture. Stories is nurture. Posts is like mostly nurture and some visibility.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The two biggest areas for like strictly visibility, if not almost exclusively visibility, are shop and reels. Now, I am not going to have any commentary on shop because I am not personally running a shop on Instagram, so I can't provide personal insights on this. But if you are running a product-based business and you're not looking at platforms like Instagram Shop and TikTok Shop, I do think you're missing out on free organic reach for your business. And that's definitely something I would be paying attention to. As of right now, Shop does not allow on either TikTok or Instagram you to sell digital products of any kind or services of any kind. If and when that changes, I am absolutely going to be paying way more attention to those areas. As of right now, I think they see that as a liability because there is less opportunity for them to control the output. With a physical product, they can say, this is the product and you physically received the product. That reduces liability for the e-commerce platform itself and removes the dispute level. And so in terms of like creating revenue internally, they want not only more purchases, but they want more purchases that are not going to be disputed because they want to keep their account in good standing. So more on shop if that changes in the future. Let's freaking talk about Instagram Reels. So from my personal experience and from observation of many, many other business accounts, as well as research on what Instagram is rewarding, it is very clear to me that if your goal is visibility on this platform, Reels is where you need to be investing your time. And if we're thinking about this as like top of funnel, if Reels is visibility and posts and stories and messages is more nurture, then how you're talking is also different. Your content for Reels should be almost exclusively designed for people who have no idea who you are, no idea what you do, no idea what your expertise is, no idea of the results you've gotten, no idea of the clients you've served, none of that. You need to assume every single post you do on Reels is for a complete stranger who has never heard of you a day in their life. And if you can create content that is ideal for someone who's never interacted with you before, you will increase views on your posts or on your Reel. And by nature of you doing a good job on the channel they're rewarding visibility for, they will naturally push the other areas of your business forward on Instagram. They will reward your posts. They will reward your stories when you're doing a good job on Reels. They just will. Play the game. I've been super resistant to creating short form video for a very long time. I found it intimidating. I found it frustrating. I found it to be one extra thing to do in my day. But it is wild what will work on Instagram Reels. Ultimately, the Reels culture, the short form video culture on Instagram is dramatically different than on TikTok. On TikTok, there is an expected way to show up on that app. And if you don't follow that expected way to show up on that app, you're not necessarily going to get a ton of views. Not that you won't get any, but you're not going to get a ton. On Instagram Reels, there is really an opportunity for you to try and experiment with a lot of different types of short form video. You can do talking head video where you're literally just recording yourself, saying a few sentences and getting people engaged with your post. You can do graphics as video. You don't even necessarily have to have sound. It can be a silent post. You can create long videos. Now, the limitation of the length of your reel may be different from someone else. So definitely check out how long your reels are allowed to be. They have given different people different amounts, and it has very little to do with the number of followers or how many reels you've posted. They're just testing a whole bunch of different structures for the content that's out there. I have been trying all of the things, talking head, like super short videos, static videos where there's no sound. And when I mean static, I mean like nothing is moving versus something is moving, but it's totally graphics and there's no sound, or there's something moving with graphics and there is sound. I've been trying all the things. And the thing that has ultimately been the most effective for me, and the thing I am consistently seeing working on Instagram Reels, is very short form video that is engaging and getting people to read the caption. The reels that are taking off have some sort of hook that gets somebody's attention, and it is saying and leading towards someone engaging with the caption itself. And then in the caption, you have a hook and you either provide value or share a story, and then you push for engagement, either commentary or shares or saves or even follows to your account. Now, here is where I have to take back what I previously said, okay? Because I told you in a previous episode that I wasn't sure about bots and that I was frustrated with how much effort they were for little reward. And I just hadn't given myself enough time to try and test these things. All of that to say, and there are ways to make bots quite complicated, and I learned first the most complicated way to approach them. But you can use a simple mini chat bot that is literally one step and deliver a link or a message directly to someone's inbox by having them comment on a reel or a post. This very, very, very simple automation is not only going to drive engagement because you are asking someone to comment so that they can get something for free, some sort of value, but it's naturally boosting that post because it's helping with engagement in two ways. You're getting engagement both immediately on the post, you're automatically responding to it with the bot, and then it's delivering to messages, which Instagram loves. And it's not necessarily drawing people away. Well, some people immediately go to the link and leave the app, potentially, but it will be in their messages and they will get to it. And like I said, so far, my deliverability rate is 100% of people are opening those messages. And these have been sent hundreds of times. I know someone who's working in the bot space specifically that is delivering this thousands, tens of thousands of times and still getting 99 to 100% open rate in messages. So I simply will say that I do think bots can be helpful, even with smaller accounts, if done the right way. And it doesn't mean you need to spend a ton of time figuring out the entire tech backend. You can make that more complicated over time, just like you can make a more complicated email funnel over time. You don't necessarily have to have that all figured out day one for this to be successful. But that is definitely what has driven engagement. Previously to me doing Reels with the bot as like an add-on, when I was just doing Reels, I was getting a couple thousand people seeing my posts, which was great because I saw other accounts that same followers who were only getting exposed to a couple hundred. And similarly, over on TikTok, many of my videos were only being seen by a couple hundred people, which is still awesome, by the way. Like, that is way more people than I would be comfortable talking to on a regular daily basis. I just pretend they're not there. It's really a lot easier if I don't think about how many people are going to interact with the thing that I'm putting out into the world. I just have to pretend that's not happening. But when I added the comment blank to get blank to the Reels, because I was targeting brand new people, the engagement rate was so much higher. Now, that being said, you can't just like have a so-so hook and a so-so deliverable and have this be effective. You still have to nail your messaging for this to work, but it is so possible. So I could easily go on for days about all of the different ways you could leverage this, but I also just want to say that like, I'm not the expert here. I am someone trying and testing in real time and then sharing my experience. I think there's a lot of people out there who have the same or potentially even less experience than I do who are trying to sell you things about how to do well on Instagram. Could you invest in those? Sure. I think the easiest way for you to leverage this platform is to interact with it, pay attention, actually consume some of the content, really look and see of the things that you're interacting with in the discovery feed and in Reels, which ones have the highest engagement. If you go to someone's page who has a really highly engaged Reel, what are their other top performing Reels that have the most views and the most engagement? Learn by observation. I'm not saying you should go steal other people's hooks or steal other people's copy. That is not at all what I'm saying. Learn how to play the game by watching how the game is played. I spent 4 months complaining about visibility channels and specifically being resistant to short form video and even sharing how resistant I was to short form video. And then I just tried it and I found a method that I can do that feels achievable, that allows me to create content regularly and isn't requiring me to always be on camera. There is a way to do this. There is a way for it to be effective on Reels. I'm not suggesting you not always creating something new or always being on camera is exactly what's going to work on TikTok. That's a totally other strategy over here. I'm simply saying I have found a method that is getting me more reach than I have gotten in years, literal years on Instagram. And in 7 days, I have woken up my account and engaged 185%, almost 2x what I was doing before in 7 days. And I haven't even necessarily had anything like crazy pop off yet. Like, essentially what happened is I went from a couple thousand views to consistently 4,000 and 5,000 views. And then I've had another post that's been seen by over 12,000. But when all of them consistently start to go up and you start doing it more consistently, oh my gosh, it absolutely makes a big difference. So all of this to say, find what works for you. Make it a priority. Know and understand that visibility is part of you doing business. If you're looking for the ways for other people to drive leads, then I definitely recommend you go to bossproject.com/organic so that you can hear more about both optimizing for search, but also how to get leads on autopilot. For sure, listen to that. If you're really wanting to drive more visibility through a visibility channel, then I really want you to pay attention to what we talked about on today's episode, because it will make a big difference. It will matter. And if you want that workbook I talked about at the very beginning about creating alignment between your offer and your messaging and the way in which you are putting yourself out into the world, this is definitely going to make a big difference. You can go to bossproject.com/wealth, download that, the whole nine. If you simply want to learn by observation, then head on over to Boss Project on Instagram. Follow us there because we're trying different strategies than we are on my personal account. Go follow me. My profile, Abigail Says, is linked in the profile. Go see what posts have gotten the most engagement. Comment on it based on what I talked about in the post. Comment the thing. See how the bot responds. See just how simple of an automation I set up. And see what you could do for yourself. I want to see you be successful. I want to see you more wealthy, and I'm here to help. And clearly, I have a lot to say. So until next time, thank you for listening to the Strategy Hour podcast.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.